we've had assemblies for Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2, making sure that the material we delivered is appropriate for the right kind of age. We've also ran parent workshops, inviting our community into us to discuss various things about internet safety. And at the moment, we've got a few children watching a number of videos around the school, looking at key discussions about it as well. So yeah, kind of a mixture of things and a variety of things, just for the children to be aware of the various issues of how to stay safe when they're online. Increasingly, the children grow up in a very digital age where access to the internet is only a click away, or sometimes only a finger touch or a finger swipe away. So to have access to the internet from such a young age, it's really important they learn the potential risks, but also how to stay responsible whilst they're online as well. So that's a big role of what we do, is teaching them about the potential risks. But not only that, but also how to make sure that they act in the most responsible way whilst they're online. We've focused on things like almost like an online version of stranger danger. So making sure that when the children are communicating, they know the person they're always communicating with. Last year, we had a key focus on cyberbullying, just making sure the children are aware of the dangers of that. Whereas this year, we've had a different focus. So we've looked at how you can stay responsible when you're online. So the use of images, especially that if you're going to share images online, what kind of images are appropriate, what kind of images maybe give away too much personal information. Children have access to so much more at their fingertips, like tablet devices, phones. They do have increasing access to things which run online, gaming consoles are another example of another way a child might get access to online. So there's many more ways than there's ever been for a child to access online material. And because of those different avenues, we try and address all of those to say, well, when you're online with this particular platform, these are some of the risks you may face, or these are some of the ways that you try and stay responsible. We talk to our children and make them aware of the guidelines for having social media accounts and the age restrictions placed on those. We make that very clear of the sort of things which would be inappropriate for them to have. And also we communicate well with parents, and parents communicate well with us. So if there are any issues, we deal with them very, very quickly. If more children around the country were using social media, perhaps at a younger age and not quite following the guidelines as what they should be, which is really important for us. And what we do here is to try and make sure that the children are aware of all those restrictions and guidelines and following those as much as possible.